As you are driving along this morning, everyone has something on their vehicle that is standard, at least they're supposed to, as long as we're talking about driving.
Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Baby, you can drive my car. And baby, I love you. Beep, 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 yeah.
Yeah. Key line in there, you can be a star. Maybe with this on your vehicle, you could be a star. I had no clue that these existed, but apparently we will have a clue soon in the state of Michigan because they're going to become available. Don't know if anyone's going to pay the price for them, but let me tell you what's going on. Have you heard about digital license plates?
I have not.
Okay.
Sounds like more expense.
It will be. Yeah, everyone's got to have a license plate. On the vehicle, standard plate in every state,
Yeah.
Which, for many states, it's a state mint, because every state usually has some kind of special message or design. We certainly have that in the state of Michigan. Going beyond just the standard plates now, because you can support your local universities or your favorite college or causes.
Didn't you tell us recently that you can get the old royal blue?
Oh, that's right. The state of Michigan going to come back with that. Yeah. Well, this is something that... I had seen a while ago, and then I saw another story pop up. But this particular story, and I think it was in the Free Press, and we'll put a link up so you can read it more in depth here, because it talked about digital license plates that will be allowed in Michigan. It says here that digital license plates have been allowed in California and Arizona since 2019, so only within the last year. But now they'll be allowed in Michigan. They're not yet for sale, but they are going to be allowed. It's just a matter of getting all the logistics. At a starting price of nearly $500 a plate, plus a $55 yearly connectivity fee.
That's a real vanity plate.
Yeah, boy, you're not kidding. Again, going back to the Beatles tune there, you could be a star with your own digital plate. The company that created these plates, it's called Reviver, and it's in discussion with 11 other states to offer these plates. Reviver expects to begin selling its digital license plates in Michigan during the second quarter next year. Let's keep that in mind of the future. The founder, he's 49 years old. His name is Neville Boston. He says there's lots of things it could eventually do. He says it could be perhaps like a virtual wallet for your car. I see a future where you could pay at Starbucks with your license plate. It will simplify vehicle registration. You can do your registration and no longer have to put stickers on your license plate.
Well, that's a plus.
He says it's the only thing on a vehicle that over the past 100 years hasn't changed, and it's a pain point for a lot of people.
Yes, it is.
His initial idea was just to simplify the registration process. But then he realized, he says, after having a connected vehicle, it could have the same type of platform and availability as maybe your smartphone does. With all the availability of things you can do on your phone, he says, why couldn't you do it with a digital license plate in your vehicle?
Hmm.
Now, Reviver offers two digital plates. The basic plate, which is battery operated. Well, who wants that? it's called an R plate. It uses Bluetooth connectivity, and the battery lasts for 5 years. And it allows for vehicle registration, eliminates the need for stickers, as we said. Wouldn't have to visit the Secretary of State for all your license, things like that. It could also display pre-approved banner messaging, such as an Amber Alert. Mm-hmm. Imagine that. Suddenly all the vehicles on the road become kind of a digital billboard, if you will.
But you couldn't put in there, back off.
No.
Stop tailgating.
At least on the R plate. However, there's another plate called the R plate Pro, which does all the same things and more. That one allows you to display your messages.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And it also offers the R plate Pro GPS. Will also monitor the vehicles that you travel, your speed control, geofencing. And should your car be heisted, it could be tracked, as well as your plate message could be changed to, this car is stolen.
that would be handy.
So police would have no problem identifying that, I suppose. And the R-Plate Pro also, as I said, will allow you to display your own messages. There's a this story highlights a guy from California, for example, who's a diehard football fan, a Raiders fan, as a matter of fact. California, of course, they moved to Las Vegas. But he has a plate where he can display the Raiders logo if he wants. Or he says, I can put not just my favorite sports team, I could change the background color. I can put any kind of messages on it. Maybe I'm going out, and he says here, I could put my gone fishing sign on my license plate.
Right.
He says, I have a neighbor who's a huge Lakers fan, and it says here when Kobe Bryant's accident happened and he died, we both displayed Kobe RIP on our message on our license plates. Now, my question on that, though, is, so what happens if you can do that? So police. So, yeah, well, we're going to stop this car, going to pull over. Yeah, let's run this plate.
Yeah.
What's the plate say? Well, it says, I love the Raiders. The guy realizes he's getting stopped. He changes the messages to gone fishing.
Is it around the license plate number where
no,
these messages appear?
It just says digital license plate. I'm guessing it's kind of like a digital display. It doesn't say anything about still including a license plate number or anything like that, you know, which goes, you know, how do you register a plate like that? Yeah.
Maybe the police will have an override button on their car that they can override and get the original message back on your plate.
Oh, talk about more money, though.
Yeah, exactly. No. Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's weird. Yeah, this is getting a little weird.
The plates would, the R Plate Pro. Would not ones that the step above just the R plate that's not battery operated will run on the vehicle's electrical system, and the plates would be connected through either Verizon or AT&T, it says here.
Well, all right, maybe that'd be one way. I guess they could figure out who it is.
Yeah,
I suppose. I guess eventually that's how it's going to be, though. We'll have everything digitized. They'll figure it out.
Isn't that the case? Everything going in that direction? Mm-hmm. So, again.
Hey, I wouldn't have to put stickers on my license plate anymore. That'd be all right.
I never had a problem with that.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not like, you know, going up and fixing a roof or anything like that. I'm not saying that.
In the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, the grand scheme of things. But it's something you do have to remember. It's like, wow, that'd be nice, though, if you just had to. Yeah, just don't have to worry about stickers anymore. You don't have to pay the fee, but that's it. It would just automatically go right to your license plate.
Well, they could all be taken care of. It seems like registration. I wonder if insurance can all be handled right there. So it could be the future. Again, in Michigan, according to this story we have here, it says here, Reviver, the company, expects to begin selling digital license plates in Michigan during the second quarter next year. Hmm. Right now, again, the starting price, about $500 a plate, and a 55 yearly connectivity fee. Whether that price will come down in the future, they become more prominent. And once other companies jump on board, too, you know, I mean, this is the company right now. Other don't know. But, yeah, digital license plates.
Well, I know I would have a Go Fire Up Chips on mine, so that'd be cool.
Well, now, see, for Michigan and Michigan State fans, you know, you could go into the weekend saying Go Blue or Go Green at the end of the weekend.
And a merchant can put on their shop at.
There you go.
There you go.